Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Filthy at five.
Why are these there? Why are these here?
Do you want some?
Yeah.
Go on.
Man asked the wrong question first.
No, but these are the most childish sweets of all sweets.
What are they? What are they? Bassets?
Baller Bites.
Baller Bites?
What? Baller.
What are they? LeVar Balls.
That's a rare snack.
I've never seen them in my life.
Do you know what it actually is? It's the long thing that you see, but they've just spring onioned it. They just spring onioned it and put it in a bowl. Like.
Filthy at 5.com. We've heard all your cries in the comments. We've listened to every single one of them. We listened to one on Twitter.
What's the thing?
We are doing a draft.
Oh.
We're doing a draft.
Oh, I thought you meant you listened to the other shots in the comments.
Don't read the comments.
Oh, what? Where's Specs?
I'm talking about they want John Terry on it.
Oh, yeah. They want John Terry on it.
They want who? JT?
Yeah.
I love him on here.
He just did Simon Jordan's show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Keep doing it.
Have you met John Terry?
No. But that's my skipper, bro. You got to love him. You know my thing.
Yeah, he led you to a lot of success.
I don't love what he did.
I was asked to do something with John Terry a few years ago.
And you said what?
Politely, I said probably not the best idea.
Yeah, everyone who's not working with him, I've seen everyone said that they've done stuff and they're not working with him. They shout me to work with him. I'm gonna think about it.
That's your guy.
That's my skipper.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Even if he came on it, he'd probably want to walk off, or afterwards the team's gonna say, can't put that in.
Let's be totally frank. If JT came here,
ooh, that's a bar.
He would win.
Let's be totally frank.
Bro, look at
the
demographic.
Friends with? Do you know who he chats to every day? Like, I get the stuff he did and it's terrible, and I personally wouldn't want him here. I'm not necessarily interested in forgiving him. But his actual people that he talks to and hangs out with.
I got black friends. I know. I dare him come on in and tell me that.
That's what he would say. He would say that.
That's all played out now. You got to drop that one out.
Let's vote. John Terry on Filthy Poet.
No.
I'll probably pass.
Dan?
Yes.
Vidal?
Yeah, why not?
It's all on you.
Mark's just a yes.
Nah.
You'd say no?
Mm.
I think we need it, you know?
Well,
Yeah.
It could be a groundbreaking episode.
It would be iconic. Oh my God.
That's
it would
what
be
I'm
outrageous.
And that's what we're aiming for, isn't it? So.
I like that. You say, my brother, man. Come on. I'm beginning to not change my mind.
Let's discuss behind the scenes then.
Yeah, let's think of some more racist football players and then put them in order of who's least likely to be okay.
Emery can never
Bella
come
Zoglu, Emery, no.
There should be a couple in this draft that we're doing today. There should be at least one or two racists.
There's going to be more than one
Suarez,
or two.
Suarez can't come in there.
Nah.
Mm-mm. His one was way worse, you know. That was Suarez we don't even speak in. About that enough, you know.
But he, yeah, it's crazy.
But his maybe he's just a bigot as well.
I think he's mad. I genuinely think he's mad.
He bit Ivanovic.
Yeah, he bit Bearman still.
He bit someone at Ajax as well.
Bro, he wore a cast. His wrist was fine.
it's psychotic behavior to wear a cast where you don't need it just because that's crazy, man.
What was the celebration? What did he do with his? That's cold. I think it's his wrist because it's hot. Yeah.
He kissed like three things, don't he? It's like,
oh yeah, it's like, it's like a, and he'll do that as well. He's sick, man.
I don't know why that makes him sick, but good news is, filthy viewers, Dan has been running roughshod over the panel for a long time, comma.
I don't even know what that word is.
Acting like, because Miles is the only one that steps up and challenges him, he could bang up everybody on Filthy. Today, Dan's getting punched up. If he steps out of line, he's getting punched up.
Give me 8 weeks, man.
Why would you get 8 weeks?
Oh, okay, if I ask for it.
Oh, okay.
Danny just gives all the bravado on camera anyway, because he was supposed to come down to the boxing when I was there training. He was probably going to spar in that. He didn't turn up.
Can I just say a no-show on the sparring? You're a no-show on sparring, dude?
Forget the extra stuff, yeah? Just give me a yes or no. Did he tell me he was going to come, and did you come? Yes or no?
I don't even think I had a day.
He cornered you. He cornered you.
A day, a time, or a place. Like,
you knew where I was. You knew the day I was being the guy in there.
I didn't know that. Well, sorry. So are you saying I'm shook to spoil you? Yeah. I just need to get this.
It sounds like
that's what I felt like. That's what I felt like.
When you didn't turn up, that's what it felt like, bro.
All right, cool. So when you back in there? So
go in the morning if you want, man.
I'm ready. Half one of these first.
I think maybe this episode has ruined our friendship with Isaac Chamberlain.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What's the problem with that? That sounds great.
I'm just saying, man.
No, shout out to Isaac, man. I wouldn't say that.
And with that said, welcome to the show, English Cruiserweight Champion, Vidal Riley.
Yo. Nah.
I feel like boxers should have their belts with them at all times.
Yeah, if I get into the technicalities about how the belt distribution goes, it's a bit long still.
The last time I saw Vidal Riley, it kicked off. I just want to let that be known.
Not between us.
No, not between us.
Just to clarify.
I mean, I was watching the TV and it kicked off with him and Chamberlain. I'm bringing it back.
It looked worse on TV. It's like, I'm just doing the post-fight interview, normal. And then he just comes over. I just see these blue shades pop out of nowhere.
Blue?
Yeah, bro, he's wearing blue shades. But you know what? You know why he got upset? Because he thought he looked sexy with them on. That's what it was. Like, he thought he stepped out on a swag day. And I went straight for the shades. I'm like, don't come over here with them shades, innit? But these times, I'm in pain, bro. All I want to do is go backstage. Because I'm deep in, like, from first round, hurt my rib in the fight, innit? So I'm thinking, all right, it's done now. Man can just put the show off. Rest, this guy bops over, but same time, can't let man embarrass you, innit? On TV. So I'm like, right, we're gonna do this, we're gonna go back and forth. And then Chev just wanted to jump in the interview, and then the security didn't let him in. Scuffle. I was just chilling, man.
It's good for boxing, though.
It's good for boxing, it's good, it's for the socials, it's what people want to see. But that fight needs to happen, man. I don't know when now.
Right after you fight Dan, I guess.
Yeah, well,
no, Dan, I got a challenge set for Dan, innit? We spoke about this. We're gonna test, you know what? I might get you all on it. I'm going to do a series on my channel. I'm going to test everyone's punch power, innit? I got a punch power machine, innit? Just put it on the wall, punch it. It just tells you how hard you hit. So I think I might just get all the
money. Is that accurate?
I don't know, innit? We're going to take the results, though, innit?
Well, before we get into this draft, which is inspired by our guest, Vidal Riley, we're going to introduce the panel. From my right to my left, he's got new music out very, very, very soon.
Yes, soon.
His
very,
name's
very soon.
Poet, what's aka going on, Poet's people? Corner.
Yeah. Do you know what? I need to take the UK out of my name, I'm thinking. Just make it Poet's Corner.
Yeah, don't limit yourself to here, man. Poet's Corner, man. Global. You know
are people mean? Still selling their names? Like, you know, like if someone's just got David.
Yeah, there's a youth called Jordy. He won't even budge.
What's that? A prawn mayonnaise sandwich?
Mayonnaise. That's his story. You don't know that? Deal. You don't know?
I think I always
Mill Deal Mouse, fam. MDM.
Anyway, welcome to the show, Poet.
Thank you, my people. You're done now. Can you hear me?
MDM, cuz.
That's a big one.
Miles missed a big topic about the fighting. We was talking about, you know.
Oh, you want to get on to me? Is this how you
want
to start?
No.
Oh. Only because I went on his podcast now, isn't it? And then
we'll get there. We will talk.
We'll have a little chats about it. So I just thought, let's just resume.
MDM, you know, my brother.
We're going to get there, don't worry.
What's MDM?
Mildew Miles.
Next on the panel, MDM. He arrived late, but we kept the seat warm for him. His name's Miles.
AKA Walt, AKA the best looking guy on YouTube, MDM now.
No question, by the way, that you might beat Dan in a fight. We don't know, but you're not beating Vidal.
I'd
fight Dan.
Well, we're just writing me off, like.
This is what they were saying. That's why I brought it back up.
Miles does not stutter, you know.
Miles calls you out. It never goes anywhere. Now I'm not saying that's your fault or his fault. I'm just saying it's in the air.
I wouldn't fight Miles. Even I felt bad for like weeks after I punched him on Filthy.
He didn't hurt.
Remember? No, what do you mean? I punched you in the back and you was like, oh.
Yeah,
no,
nah, you did.
Yeah, but you're going to make it look good.
Make it feel like he's got a chance.
Okay, you got to sell it. Yeah, he's selling the fight.
No, I said me and Dan, big man thing, we should go like, not in a ring in front of people. If people want to pay to see it, by all means. But we should go in a In the gym.
I'll ref the spa.
Yeah. I'm on it.
Welcome to the show, Miles.
Thank you for having me.
Next on the panel is just...
Why not? It's respectful, isn't it?
Get that dirt off your shoulder.
Was that dirt?
Yeah.
Wasn't...
Get that dirt off your shoulder.
Dandruff.
No.
Anyway, he's just
Do black people get gun? Yeah. I was gonna say gangrene, but yeah.
Marks knows. Oh, he doesn't.
Anyway, he's just
when's the last time you had dandruff?
Never, actually.
Hey, I'm sorry. I don't know why I came in like
I'm
this.
I'm provoked, yeah.
Next
what's
on
that? What's wrong with you?
Add it to your intro, man. Only man on filthy with dandruff.
Next on the panel, he just touched down from Copenhagen. He was at the aquarium this weekend and on the London Eye. His name's Jordy.
Fresh off the Copenhagen jet with hand luggage, went to the aquarium and the London Eye. I did proper tourist.
What's your favourite thing in the aquarium in London?
Penguins.
Next on the panel, obviously he's big in the boxing game. He knows a lot of boxers. He's friends with boxers. Not a boxer himself. No evidence of that. His name's Savage Dan.
He's part of boxer.
I can still punch extremely hard. I still got it. I'm still shadowing every day. I've still got it. Whatever it is, I still got it.
In 2019, 2020, Dan told me that that's probably his last season of playing football. 2019, 2020. Then the lockdown happened. He came back. He said, you know what? I've got one more run in me.
No, T. Do you know what he told me downstairs?
Exactly.
He's about to head over somewhere to revive his career.
He's coming back. I want to start again.
Again.
You know what they say? You're never too old to have a happy childhood. And I want to go again.
Is that what they say? I ain't heard them say that one.
He's doing the bikini thing again, man.
I ain't heard that one, but it sounded like it made sense somehow.
I'm going again, man. I think I'm stepping up. I think I'm going up the leagues.
You're stepping back though, innit? Centre back.
No, I don't think I'm ready for centre. Do you know what? I'd quite like to end my career at right back.
Anyway, his name's Savage Dan.
Still can punch, still can play football. I can still do everything I could do when I was 19. Like, I'm fine. Don't you get it? I'm still the same me. I'm 19.
Next on the panel, one of the most exciting up-and-coming boxers in the UK, in Europe, I guess. I'd say the world, but you're probably 3 or 4 fights away from like, let's talk about world level.
World, yeah.
It's Vidal Riley.
Love, man.
You gotta say more, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was actually gonna pay homage to the man, then. I was gonna say, I've watched Filthy Fellas for a long time, so to be sitting here involved in the convo, see that the energy is as natural as it comes across on the camera, I'm grateful still. And I bumped into everyone at the table at different times, so it's good to just all be in one place.
What a nice guy.
That's nice. That's a lovely guy. Nice. It should be less nice now.
No, do you know what? Nice. I was just gonna like slide tackle it, but I thought, nah.
They get off.
Next on the panel, he has got
a red iPhone.
Big semi final of.
He's got a red iPhone. What a bad beat.
What is that?
Yeah, what made you say I want that one?
Surely you didn't get that. Is that yours?
Do you know what it is?
He's borrowing it. No way.
No, that's he's had that iPhone for.
So did it have a case before or something?
I ain't had that for over. I ain't even had that for a year.
No, but you've had it though.
No, put it.
I've seen it. It's not the first time I've
seen
it.
Oh, it's a recent decision.
You said, did you have a case on it before?
But oh, I used to have a red case on my phone.
That's it.
Yeah, I used to have a red case on my phone.
You had a red case on it?
Not on, not a red on phone. This, on a black phone.
Red's your thing. I bagged it. It's red like, is black and red. That's
United.
You.
What? It's Dennis the Menace, isn't it?
Marks is up to the semi-final stage of Pen Game battles, and they are flat. I mean, obviously, it's a crazy weekend that you had the other day.
Yeah, what man. Happened? It's controversial, man. There was a lot of
Argy bargy.
Argy bargy.
On the stage.
Yeah,
oh, that's good, though. That's
so everybody's got a fighting bug now. Everyone's got a fighting bug.
The drafts come at the right time.
Boy, a couple of the MCs had to be reprimanded, you get me? Because, you know, I'm a disciplinarian. You get me?
That's one thing I know about
you. They broke my zero tolerance code of conduct. So they're going to have to be removed from the tournament, you get me? But it is what it is, man.
It's a shame, man.
Before we get into this draft, which is the hard man draft, it is the right time to talk about NordVPN. This time of the season, NordVPN is the most important thing in the world. It enables you to mask your IP and you could be from anywhere in the world. Now, there's obviously great reasons to do that, to protect you from malware, protect you from viruses, protect you from all kinds of things that are trying to attack you through the internet.
Hot girls on the internet.
Scan you all across the dark.
Hot girls in
the
area.
Hot girls in the area.
Always making sure that they stay unpopping up.
And just stay away from you.
Yeah, definitely. That's not what we want.
The real reason right now that a filthy viewer would get NordVPN is football. Because there's only a few games left this season. There's only a few Champions League games left this season. You ain't going to automatically have access to those games. I've been out of the country trying to watch football, go on one of my pay for services, click it, bam, you're out of your region. No, you can't use it. That's ridiculous.
I've got a flight to catch in a few weeks. I'm gonna need it to watch the football.
So is Miles.
No, he ain't.
What's that, NordVPN?
NordVPN is needed for you because I know you're gonna be watching every minute of Arsenal for the rest of the season.
Yes.
Every minute, even the games that are not televised, you're gonna be finding a way.
Pre-season.
NordVPN is gonna help you find access to every single Arsenal game. And we have got an exclusive deal. You could get NordVPN 4 months extra with a free 30-day money-back guarantee at nordvpn.com/filthyfellas. Or if you're on nordvpn.com and you're thinking, let me look around, see what I can get, you just add the coupon code filthyfellas. I'm going to let Margs choose stars or ones.
Stars.
Dan, confirm?
One.
Yes.
Poet, do you want first pick or do you want second pick?
I would like first pick, please.
Well, Poet, it's the hard man draft,
mm-hmm.
comma.
Yeah, for real. Massive comma.
You have the first pick. All players, all time, who is the hardest player ever, according to you?
The hardest player that lasts the longest. I think he's had a long career.
What?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Oh, fair play.
This is what you want to do on your first pick?
Yeah. So, the hardest player that lasts the longest, had the longest career, has Jesus. Proven year after year he's an absolute psychopath. The fact that he has played at a time where Cristiano Ronaldo was young and he's playing at a time even when Cristiano Ronaldo was still old and he's still old, but he's managing to stay in Europe and play. They named him twice. His name, Pepe. That's my centre-back. I want
it's
a
global,
yeah? Centre-back.
It's global and all time.
Brem. What if it was all time, Brem?
Ah, cool.
Anyone, Miles.
Retired
anyone.
Or non-retired?
Yep.
Yeah.
Retired even?
Yes.
Oh. Can't believe it.
Mental.
So, yeah. Any psychopaths in my team, man?
Oh, snap. Nah, man. My first pick. Have you put it in?
What?
What?
That's your goal now.
Is it me?
Yeah.
My first pick, the first person I pick it is someone who's going to just drop kick you in your chest in a final.
That's it.
De Jong, man. Let's go. Let's put him in there. That is a mad pick. It's not the best, but I like it.
What do you mean? Don't do that. De Jong's my guy. A shout out De Jong, man. Still out here doing big things.
Yeah, man.
Premier League winner.
Yeah, give me. Yeah, Man City, right?
Man City, come on. Don't play his thing down, man. Come on, De Jong.
Proper baller, you know?
Proper baller, bro.
Can I take that back?
Nope.
Oh, this is sick. There's some moments here, boy. Yeah.
Jordy.
I'm going to tell you with Arsenal fanboys. I'm going to go for a Italian that headbutted a Spurs coach.
Oh, what a hero.
His name is Gennaro Gattuso.
Been mad since what? Rangers?
He's mad now.
I saw a clip the other day of Maldini. He's bodying everyone on the pitch. He's not hearing it from nobody. Maldini goes over to him, speaks to him for 2 seconds. Like, cool. Maldini's who you should have picked.
That's it. All right, cool. Go on, T.
My first pick is coming from Hollywood. And he was supposed to come on this show, but he could only do Zoom. And it's Vinny Jones.
I was thinking. Madman.
He's got a film with Stone Cold.
Hmm. Yeah.
He's juggernaut.
Yeah.
He used to bully people on the pitch.
He was in
the Premier League.
He was in Snatch, right?
Lockstock.
That's crazy.
Snatch. He's in The Gentleman, the new series.
He's a psychopath.
He's done a lot, man.
Super tough.
Yeah.
Only thing with Vinny Jones is he would do a lot of stuff in the films, you know, like beat up a guy who's got a gun on him. My player who I'm picking didn't do this in a film. He did this in real life.
Ooh.
I'm going for an Italian defender, Bonucci. He beat up an armed man at a Ferrari dealership who tried to rob him for his Ferrari.
Bro, if you're at a Ferrari dealership, let the car go.
No wonder Bonucci and Cellini are madmen.
He punched an armed robber.
He punched an armed robber.
Yeah.
Bro, having a gun and getting punched is an L.
Mad. But it's happened a lot, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, because most people don't want to shoot. They don't want to shoot. Vidal, your first ever pick in a filthy draft.
All right. I'm going for the Scottish man then.
I like Scots, you know.
Yeah, they're just known as tough people, isn't it? They're just fighting people. But we're going to go Duncan Ferguson.
Yeah, you have to.
He also beat up people that were trying to rob his yard.
Bro, I was reading something. Apparently, someone tried to burgle his house and he held them down until the feds got there.
Yeah. I heard he got nicked for that, you know?
Yeah. Football players get burgled all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I think people just think footballers are footballers. Not all footballers are, they're not all
that
the same.
That Duncan Ferguson, that is not a joke. You can
see. He used to drive a transit van to work.
We get a first pick and a second pick here from Margs, who's wants to pick 7 Man United players, allegedly.
Margs takes drafts very serious.
I do, and you know what it is?
He's lost a few.
I'm glad.
No, you've won a few, though. You've won a few, though.
Okay, cool.
Oh, he's on you today.
Yeah, there's you're a getting punched pendant.
Hmm? His head's too small.
You missed.
I'm glad someone referenced headbutts as a qualifier for someone being a hard man.
Of course.
I've seen a headbutt on the main stage, on the World Cup. Yeah, this is serious stuff. My number one pick is Zinedine Zidane.
Come on, can't argue with that, bro.
Zizou.
I hear it.
Look at his face. Look at
he knows that he's doing. Yeah, come on.
We've got a very strong start.
At a lot, might as well do it. It's one of the. I can't say you're one of the hardest men in football. That's a poet line.
Oh, I love your midfield, man.
Yeah, but you know what? In honour of United, true red, captain or captain, Roy Keane, man.
When you think about Roy Keane, though, you think about Alfinger Haaland, innit? Yeah. And that was not.
What
tough.
Did you just say?
Alfinger Haaland.
That's his name.
Alfinger.
Oh, do you know the middle part?
Alfinger.
That name is crazy.
What did you just say? Alfinger Haaland. Who said that?
Listen, what's his name?
That's his name. Alfinger Haaland. That's actually his name.
Alfinger Haaland.
It's mental.
Alright, that is baby reindeer right there.
This many years in.
Oh my god.
And we've only just figured that out. That's crazy.
Yeah, you'd have to get your name changed.
Alfinger Haaland is...
That's why they call him Alfie Haaland now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how I know it's Alfie. I didn't know the man's name is Alfie. Yeah, bro.
You didn't know about the Ingle?
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
Roy Keane, you know.
But that wasn't tough. That was cowardice.
How about the Alan Shearer one? He's not just there for that. His leadership.
Walking out of the World Cup.
He's poking holes in your team.
All right, good picks. Well done. You went name brand. I appreciate that. Vidal joining Duncan Ferguson.
Oh, it goes back this week.
Yeah, snake draft.
All right, cool.
Listen, you got 5 seconds, bro.
Miles, you're the guy to put pressure on people.
All right, next player I'm going to go for.
Also, if you do take too long, you're going to get Jed Spence.
He's outside, allegedly.
All right, cool. You know, I'm going to go for Cantona.
Do you know what? It makes perfect sense.
He wasn't even on my radar, you know?
He was smoky. He was on smoke. I'm not going to allow him to know everything about it, but you've seen the clips. We've all seen the clips. He gets active. Collars up.
Vidal, what team do you support?
Spurs.
There's no one in your history that you can pick, bro.
Ask him what amateur club he boxed for.
Hey,
West Ham.
Oh, my God.
Eric Cantona is a very good pick. He fly kicked the fan. And Cantona and Ferguson is a front two. Very 95. Very back to 95. Very good. Savage Dan, you're up. Joining Bonucci.
I want my centre-back partnership to actually be a partnership because I want it on paper when we read this out to make sense.
Fair.
So I am going to go with what looks like probably the toughest man in football history.
This is crazy.
But also, this is allegedly the man who was the armed robber for Bonucci. It's Chiellini.
Yeah, man. His nose is that way.
He's nuts.
The
bro.
Way he pulled Saka.
Yeah, what he done to Saka was very,
the
very
way
rude.
He pulled him.
I love that picture though. The still of it. Saka should frame that, you know.
Dan gave me an idea when he said Leonardo Bonucci punched a man with a weapon. And I've got another player who punched a man with a weapon. He also got chased down by Schalke fans, but I'm guessing if they'd have caught him, he'd have handled business.
Yeah,
he was being respectful. As Sead Kolasinac.
100%.
The worst footballer named yet.
I got a guy who people tried it with and he never backed down.
I'm on the Arsenal table again. I'm going to pay homage. They call him the horse.
No, you couldn't have picked him.
They call him the horse. His name is Paddy Vieira.
Okay. Well, he batted up Keane a few times.
Yeah, the horse is Oleg Luzhny.
Is it?
Yeah, that's not Vieira.
Specs calls him the horse.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who the hell Oleg Luzhny is at all.
What? He should be in this list as well.
I don't know who the hell that is, man.
Patrick Vieira did fight a fan when he was Crystal Palace manager.
Patrick Vieira fought a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, he spit at Neil Ruddock.
And nobody won.
Oh, yeah, in 2000.
Miles.
I don't know where I'm going to go.
And that tune sounded, that melody was crazy, though.
I don't know where I'm going to go.
I got a couple names for you, but I got my team to fill out.
I got one or two, but I don't want to use them yet.
What? I don't want to use them?
Just like you. He's been through the ages.
Oh, wow.
Been young. He's been a wrecking ball since he's young. He's still a wrecking ball now.
Yep.
Known as one of the best centre backs in the world.
Go on.
Ramos.
Pardon? So why did you do that? Why did you do that?
Is it him?
Sergio Ramos.
He killed you. I like the animosity in this episode because Vidal.
Yeah, but why did you do? Why did you? Why did
I
you
wanted to ruin it.
I'm here
I wanted
for
to ruin it.
I'm here for it.
Because I was going to get him. Even though I've got my centre backs, I was going to put him
He's
got
right the
most
back. Red cards in football, right? As a centre back, ever.
Yeah, Sergio.
Really, you should have let that go to whoever had Pepe.
The first centre, well, the second centre back I'm going to get to partner Pepe is a man that was part of a Barcelona side that was incredible to watch. But when it came down to him collecting the ball, it was probably just two touch and he's barging man out the way. He started at the right back and moved on to centre back. He had long hair. His name is Carlos Puyol. I'm going to put him centre back next to Pepe.
He ain't tough.
I don't know no tough stories about
In
him.
In fact, you know what?
But just watch that Barcelona side.
Do you know how long he takes to do his hair every day?
What do you mean? The Greek gods used to take long to do the hair.
We're rubbing out his pick. Is it already written down?
Yeah.
Yeah, just rub him down. Rub him
out. Nah, Paul, he's not a tough guy.
Carlos Puyol's not a tough guy.
Nah. Based on what?
Has he got a reputation as a tough guy?
We'll go again. We'll go again. Nah. Leave it or not. Leave a comment.
Be angry. Be angry.
Yeah, don't be angry. Yeah.
Make an angry pick.
And next pick I'll go for, it's another controversial, but I think I've seen him embarrass enough people and he challenges enough people, whether it's in France, in England, in America. I'm going to go for the Swedish guy himself, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, up front.
Oh, that was going to be my pick, you know.
Miles, you're up.
Well, this player is, he's known as a hard man. He's been known as a hard man his whole life. He's had a tough life. It's been very hard for him.
He said tough and hard like four times.
Yeah, it's tough. I almost cried when I heard his story. It was sad. It's very moving.
Sound like Chucky.
He's known to rile up his team and get them up for wars. He's strangled players on the pitch. And most importantly, he's had beef with me. He's very tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one and only.
Big T.
Troy D.
That's
a hard man. Put him up top. I don't want him on the wings. I just want him right up top.
On the nine. Yeah,
he's been on the wings.
He used to be a winger.
Yeah, he's been on the wings.
Oh, he's been on the wing.
He's been on the wing.
Yeah.
He's been on the fours. He's been on the fours. Come on, man.
Jordy.
I'm going to go for a winger as well. I don't know if this guy's been on the wing, but he should be. He's a Turkish man who busts his gun.
Oh, he's a baller.
His name's Arda Turan.
Yeah.
He's a baller.
Oh, yeah.
Baller.
Jesus.
Crazy guy.
The crazy guy.
Well, I'm going to stay in Turkey, but I'm not going to pick a Turkish guy. I'm going to pick someone who's a legend in Turkish football who is a head case every team he's ever played for. He's Brazilian. He is a walking yellow card. He's a running red card. Felipe Melo.
Played with Colin Kazim.
He still kicks ball.
Yeah.
He's still playing.
Still playing. Still playing ball.
He was mental.
He must be Steve-O's age, man.
That was a stray. That was an unnecessary stray.
I'm going to go for one that quit football.
Oh.
To go back to the favelas and shoot his whack. He wanted his gun in the favelas.
Yep.
Adriano.
Yep.
Shot
Power
99.
Yep.
Shot Power 99.
But wait, what evidence does he have of being a hard man on the football field?
Well, he left football to go back to the...
Shot Power 99, let me know enough.
I feel like some of the picks are not going to be who's the hardest. Like, you have to pick the skillful guy as
Bro,
well.
I'll be
like,
honest, there's not many footballers player. That are going to be on back on their block with a whack. Yeah. I'm giving him the hard man.
Yeah. Because it's not what you're supposed to do, that's why. It's a silly move.
Margs, I know you got a couple of
good Vidal,
names.
Man.
Oh, it's Vidal. So for some reason, I thought that was your pick, Vidal. Sorry, Vidal.
I'm going to sort out my defence.
Smart.
Yeah, I'm going to put someone in the defence and put in Marco Materazzi.
He's a dog.
He got punched up.
On that day. Yeah, he's known as a nutcase.
He drew a World Cup winning red card. Let's be clear.
He did.
If you were to say, right, let's get the best player in the pitch off, get a headbutt and go
but
down.
But he's picked the first victim.
No, because he has history before that day. It's like he lost that fight. That's the most documented.
I think
documented.
He got three red cards in his one season in the Prem.
But he might be dirty. That's not tough. That's just dirty.
Yeah,
the difference.
But what are you supposed to... It's football,
like Richarlison's dirty, but that's not tough, though. He's just dirty.
Well, so come on. Remember what I told you, though.
No, it's cool.
I don't remember it. Materazzi at Everton. I don't remember this tough player. Let's go.
If you check any... he'll be there. He'll be on the list. Materazzi will be on the list.
Marks, what do you think? Because you ain't spoke.
Materazzi is good.
Margs, you got two picks.
East side of the bridge.
I need a centre back. United heavy. We do have a lot of tough guys. Someone that
Rio.
someone that put his face. That's
the reaction, is it? Okay. Fair enough.
You know what it is? Rio. I couldn't make an argument for Rio because he's just bring up that white suit and the blonde hair and it's just crazy.
Oh, and the other stuff.
But his partner.
I lie.
His partner will put his face in front of the ball, break his nose.
Left nose.
Yeah, nose is already gone because he's a hard man. Everybody knows.
He's just like a lovely guy though, isn't he?
Yeah, but tough cookie.
You reckon?
Nemanja.
Nemanja Vidic.
So you know what? Sometimes the nice guys, they're not very nice.
Nice guys finish last.
But they're not very nice. It's a disguise.
That's true. So you know what I mean? Vidic. What is it? Two man midfield or three?
Two. It's 4-4-2.
I just want to get my centre backs out of the way. This man, you can see him talking on the internet and you can tell he's still very violent. He's very aggressive. I'm nearly sure one day he's going to punch up Simon Jordan. His name is Martin Keown.
Yeah, all right.
Martin Keown's definitely aggressive. Definitely aggressive.
It's like he pretends to be normal.
I'm telling you. See, he's TNT. He's acting, you know.
But Simon Jordan bads up Keown, though.
He's a madman.
Simon Jordan bads up Keown, man.
Not off camera.
No.
Martin Keown.
How would you do that? Keep that
energy. He looks like he's got a real bad, like...
Like he bites.
He's just like a real bad...
Find the word, man.
Just bad, isn't it? Just bad.
Just real bad.
Just
bad.
Cool. Yeah, just bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vidal, you're back.
Ooh, I'm going to put Kevin Muscat.
What did Kevin Muscat do?
Check. I think he... No.
20-man melee in one match because he started the beef. Ashley Young said, he told me before the game, if I try to get past him, I'm going to break your legs. Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough enough.
It's serious.
If he definitely said that, is tough enough.
Kevin Muscat's a manager now at Shanghai Port FC.
Go on, Kev.
He's bored.
You know what, guys? Let's just move on to Dan.
This is one of those ones that you research. You've done the research.
I've done the research for this one.
Formerly the most hated man in football.
There you go.
Seriously injured Craig Bellamy and Christophe Dugarry.
That's for seats.
Christophe Dugarry. World Cup winner.
I like receipts, but I know he's hurt.
His temperament was so bad that he never got picked in an Old Firm derby.
Wow!
What? You win, you know.
That's my centre back. That's my other centre back. So I've got Materazzi and Kevin Muscat.
He was fined weeks after signing for Millwall. This guy just went around causing trouble. Stamped on Danny Webber. That's your guy.
Oh, I like Danny Webber, man.
I'm going for a midfielder who put it on Roy Keane recently. Someone who, I just look in his eyes, I just see there's something in there that he wants to kill someone soon. Graham Souness.
Oh, great pick.
He's a madman.
I love Graham Souness. He was right all along about Paul Pogba. Who knew?
Two things can be true, man.
I'm going to pick a player who is a bit of a honey badger.
Miles is a honey badger.
This is a player that wasn't the
Miles
tallest.
Miles is not a honey badger.
You're a giraffe.
But my player, he wasn't the tallest. He wasn't the biggest. Probably couldn't win most of the fights he wanted to start. But he never backed down from a scrap. He was ready. He's also a record goal scorer and is also my favourite player of all time. Ian Wright.
Okay.
No,
I'm having it.
I'm not having it.
He used to fight everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah,
everyone.
That is a honey badger.
He's a honey
badger. Honey badger, 100%.
Yeah. Geordie, your next pick.
Well, from a striker that didn't back down from a fight to a striker that started all of them. A guy that changed nationalities.
Oh, you pissed me off here.
Diego Costa.
That was my Graham Souness.
He was a tough cookie.
He's a tough cookie.
No one wanted it with him, you know?
At all.
You'd make a clean tackle. He'll get up and he's in your face.
And based on his face, he probably had about 1,000 fights before he even touched Prem.
I don't think he's Brazilian or Spanish.
Oh, what do you reckon?
Algerian.
Yeah. Miles.
This player I'm going to pick, I need a centre back. I've got no centre backs. And how can you have a tough team without centre back pairing?
It's impossible.
It's impossible. Mm. You need them to... They're the first line of defence?
No, they're the last line of defence.
The last line of defence.
It's the other way around.
He's the keeper.
Come on. Yeah.
Still the last line of defence.
You play for West Ham? Yeah. Tough centre back. We all know who he is. He's old as dirt. He looks like Wayne Rooney's uncle. Neil Razor-Ruddock.
Yeah, fair.
Old as dirt.
Got spat on by Patrick Vieira.
But he's
Neil Ruddock was on Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away, by the
what?
Way.
What?
Yeah.
He was on Celebrity Big Brother.
And then he was on Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away.
Was he getting stuff taken away?
Yes.
He hosted Box Park with Els the Witch.
There you go. can't Pay, We'll Take It Away.
He did for the World Cup.
He did, yeah.
He did.
Oh yeah, and he kept calling her treacle and that, innit?
Yeah, he said. I'm sure he said, I would.
Oh,
after
I
the
did.
Car, didn't it?
Yeah.
I would. Who would?
I
He's
would.
Sick.
He's sick in it.
Neil Ruddock. Good pick. Big
Razor.
Face.
He's got Poet. A big face.
All right, I need to pick midfielders. Centre midfielders that have something similar to Margs. Can't remember the last time they had dandruff. Let's start off with Scotty Brown, Celtic. Madman, wants to fight everyone.
You know the craziest thing about Scott Brown is?
Go on.
Not bald.
Another man that shaved his hair, probably got hair now, does a lot of gambling. Heard he's really big in poker. But on the field, Cesc Fabregas said that it was one of the most uncomfortable games he's ever had in an Arsenal jersey. This guy's was squeezing him in places that you shouldn't squeeze people. Baby reindeer, this is Thomas Gravesen.
Oh, I was going to pick him, man.
That's just part of the game, man.
That's exactly what I was going to pick.
Thomas Gravesen was tough. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, cool. Well, speaking of Gravesen, I'm going to a keeper now. Has no correlation with Gravesen. But he's tough. And he was so tough, he was mental.
Is he Danish?
No, well, he's been on this. He's been on one of our lists before. Jens Lehmann.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Check out your research of what he done.
He's been in the crowd. Fork fans in the crowd.
Yeah, he's
stomped
nuts.
On guys, racially abused people on WhatsApp. Yeah, all
he had a gun.
What?
He had a gun.
What did you just say?
He didn't racially abuse anyone, but it was bad.
Alleged.
It was bad.
And he had a chainsaw.
Huh?
Yeah, he's got chainsaws, man. Google it. He's a chainsaw man now.
Jordy.
You sure no one's got anything else to say? Because I want to buy some time.
Yeah, you haven't picked a Congolese player yet?
All right, cool. Right back. Not Jed Spence. He will bad you up. No one's really tried it with him.
He ain't going to bad me up.
Until he'll bad you up too.
No way.
Until a fan tried it with Roy and he got there. His name's Michael Richards.
Yes, it's true.
Oh,
he backed his
boy. Don't you dare, boys. Don't you dare.
His boy.
Oh, no. I had a player that was going to pick, but my midfield's full, so now I can't pick him. Now I'm a bit stuck.
Stuck.
I hear you. You're struggling.
Joining Ian Wright up front is a player who was tough in the Prem. Although his most notable tough guy act was to push a referee, he went to Italy and wound up the fans of Roma while playing for Lazio, I want to say, by doing a fascist salute.
He fought his player as a manager.
He fought his own player as a manager, who is now the goalkeeper for Sheffield United.
Is it?
Bro, he had them like this. He is a maniac.
And this is why I don't talk, because I don't want to put the energy out there, because he's always take my players. But like, it don't even help, so I might as well start speaking.
My next pick is Paolo Di Canio.
The thing is, all right, is Di Canio tough, though? Or did he always pick on people that he knew he could abuse? As the manager, he picked on the players? I'm just asking.
No, because he fights. Bro, he grips up his striker.
Is Paolo Di Canio tougher than Puyol?
Yeah, no. This guy's just a fascist and fights referees.
Oh, man. In 2005, he declared himself a fascist, not a racist.
What, you're allowed to call yourself a fascist?
In Italy.
In Italy, you can do what you want.
Di Canio attended the funeral of senior fascist Paolo Signorelli.
Senior fascist.
Senior fascist.
So there's levels to it. You can get promoted as how... Wow, that's crazy.
And how racist you are.
Signorelli was convicted of having been involved in the 1980 Bologna massacre.
Oh my God, the word massacre is just crazy.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
A neo-fascist terrorist attack that killed 85 people. Oi. I might drop him. I might have to drop him.
This guy's insane.
Wow. He's a nutcase, bro.
He's done too much.
We're locking it in.
You win, man.
That's a big
wow.
Big
shot. Go on, Dan.
Sheffield Wednesday.
We're going to go with another blah, blah.
My brother.
What we are gonna we go going to go with a midfielder.
Mm.
I suppose he can play in the 10. He can play off the wing. I'll move him around accordingly. We're talking about maybe the worst attitude in football I've seen, personally. A guy that was just spit at anyone. He makes my draft every single time we have a draft. El Hajj Diouf.
He's not tough. One of our guests.
He's not tough, though.
He is tough.
He fought one of our guests.
Yeah, but he brought a chair.
Bro, he brought
that's a chair. That's tough.
Yeah. That's like going under the ring and wrestling. Like.
There's no rules in fighting, man.
Thing, he don't know if he's even still got beef with him. He don't know. He's Anton, left it open. Yeah. Anton doesn't know what's going to happen the next time he sees El Hajj Diouf.
He might get hit with a chair out of nowhere.
Vidal, you're up.
All right. I'm going into the midfield now. Yeah. Because I have no one in the midfield, innit? I've got two centre-backs, two strikers. So midfield. Whether it's the streets, whether it's on the pitch, no matter what team he plays for, 5 years. This guy got 39 bookings. Yeah. In 5 years at one club. Crazy madman, Joey Barton.
I think Vidal's the only person that could pick him, to be honest with you.
Because he could punch him up.
Yeah, well, I could punch him up. I could punch him up.
Can't punch up Joey Barton.
I'll punch up you and Joey Barton.
Well, to save time.
I thought, yeah, I didn't know, but you know, you have to, if it's violence.
Well, we had Nedim Anuaha on this show, and he told us that Joey Barton only picks fights he can win.
That'd be noted for friends.
That's a smart fighter.
A lot of people do that. A lot of people do make that decision.
I feel like Mayweather.
Yeah, Mark, you're up with two picks.
I don't want to go there.
You just took my strikers. You took one. He took the other.
Who's you? Because these are audio listeners.
Tigo took one of my strikers. Poet took the other one.
Uh-huh.
Don't like that. But I need two strikers. I need a tough man. Someone that's hard. Someone that defenders don't like playing against. Someone that's serious. Someone that's strong. And we've seen them lose their head. And no one didn't want to. In the words of my striker, it's a f***ing disgrace.
You said disgrace.
It's a disgrace. Didier Drogba.
I don't know, man.
Oh, you're a Chelsea fan. Why don't you know?
He's a whiner. And he's a hard night's work.
He's a tough cookie.
Yeah, but he's strong. But I'm a tough man. We ain't going, where's the evidence?
He's a tough cookie.
But where's the evidence?
That's the evidence there. Flipping on TV. You never seen no one do that.
Oh, please. What?
Same game. Balak was running next to the ref like this.
Let me talk.
It's not the same as let me talk, though. It's a fucking disgrace. Hits harder.
That's the worst pick of the day. That is.
Nah. Who would win at a Drogba and Puyol?
Puyol.
Well, no, but everyone at home knows Drogba's a tough nut.
With that hair.
Yeah, but it's bald now.
Who's your other striker?
I want to make sure that I got two proper tough cookies in there. Let's see if racism is alive in the room, because I bet you're not going to question this one. John Hartson.
Oh, you're pissed me
You
off.
Know what? Ooh. I like that one.
That's a good one.
He's a mad
good
man.
One, you know?
Aye, that's the one.
John Hartson booted A.R. Berkovic in the face and beat cancer.
See, so that's tough.
Yeah.
And then him and Drogba together, that is a tough forward line.
No one's moving them. Yeah.
And they can play off each other.
Yep, ebony and ivory.
That's what you're going for. Racism's still alive.
Oh, wait, see. Ebony and ivory.
But now you're back.
This man received an 800K fine.
Why would he do?
Because he smashed a bottle over a man's head in the club with a 3 liter Ciroc bottle.
Huh?
And gave him brain damage.
Wow. Huh? Oh my gosh, you did this.
You're really trying to win, innit?
Unfortunately, we share the same name. It's Arturo Vidal.
Okay, that's a good pick.
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, wow. Serious.
I thought he was just mad on the pitch. Well,
honestly.
Nah, he's crazy.
He's just
crazy. Man.
Vidal picking Vidal's class. You know the show. Yeah.
We left it for that happened, innit?
Dan, you're back.
I'm going to start going fullbacks. They are violent by nature, usually, you know?
Mm.
When you think of some of the fullbacks throughout history.
Trent.
James.
But this is someone who's got 100% ADHD, dyslexia, maybe all of it. Acoustic. Violent, left-footed, left-back, England, 1996. Stuart Pearce.
Stewie.
Psycho.
Makes sense.
Psycho.
How can you call him psycho?
You got to remember, he was an electrician while he was playing for Forest. And he said he was too big to play for Forest, and but he had an advert in the Forest program every week for his electrician company, like Sparky, Psycho Sparky, whatever. And he said he wanted to leave at the end of the season. He was too big for Forest now, and in a training, the manager Clough told him that he was. My wife phoned your electrician company. So are you going to come round and fix my wiring? He said, no, I'm going to send my brother. He said, all right, so you're a fraud. So you didn't want to with Clough. Clough could be in this list, though.
One of you say something,
that
please.
That was a bad story.
You know what? You know you... I thought he was still in the air. You know you missed the landing mark. No. I thought he was still in the air.
You know what it is?
Flipping,
I could. I was trying to remember what the end of the story was. I can't remember it.
I thought you were still flipping. I was waiting for you to land it, like stick it.
What's the end of the story? Because I can't remember the end of the story.
Stinks.
I'm trying to find more of the story.
I'm looking at him like...
What was it? No, because I read it on Twitter the other day.
Oh my god,
that was crazy.
That was crazy.
I was like, I thought maybe I don't know about this, but then I clocked. Everyone was like,
And I was like, okay, cool, yeah.
Bro, no one even gassed it, like, oh.
We didn't know he finished.
Yeah, honestly.
No, we didn't
honestly,
know he finished. No one knew he finished.
No, it definitely wasn't finished. I can't remember where it went.
You got to leave it there, Tigo, man.
Let's move on.
Land it or leave it.
Land it or leave it, man.
I'm going to go for a right back that should be
not your
in
pick.
Jail today.
Is it your pick?
No, it's your pick.
It's my pick. Yeah, it's my pick.
What, you didn't? Oh, crap, sorry. Yeah.
You thought it was a pick Clough.
I can't believe you're talking about Dad's pick.
Could pick Clough. No, I'm going to pick a player who you probably won't remember, who I used to always make fun of as a kid because of his name. But actually, he was super, super, super tough. He played for West Ham. Actually, I can't because he's a left back and I've already got a left back.
What are you going to do now?
I'm having a bad time.
Julian Dix.
I'm having a bad time. It was Julian Dix. Yeah, it was Julian Dix. I thought he was a centre back. I'm going to switch play now and I'm going to pick a centre back. Wingers are hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wingers are hard.
This is difficult for wingers.
Yes. I'm not even wingers.
I'm going to pick.
Wingers difficult.
A centre back who. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm struggling.
So you're going to get Jed Spence
now. I'm going to get Jed Spence. I'm going to pick a player who's one of the only players today who would make a tough guy draft.
That was hard to think of, you know.
I think if you did a Royal Rumble, actually, of Premier League players today, he would punch up everybody. Jamal Lascelles.
Ooh, he had a fight the other day.
Like, even Ben Godfrey?
Just on the streets.
Yeah, he had a turn up. He had a tear up after the dance.
Jordy, you're up.
A man that should be in jail now. Wow. Of a challenge that he made years back. Which, honestly, I believe is attempted murder. His name's Ben Thatcher.
I saw
a lot about him, you know.
Yeah, it's turning into
a lot about him.
That man. That's the worst tackle in history, probably. Yeah.
You playing him left back?
Yes.
Good pick because of that one incident. And he played for Wimbledon, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Miles.
When I was growing up, we didn't make fun of this guy's name because you don't make fun of Dix. So his name's Julian Dix and he's going left back.
You don't do what? Poet, you got two picks.
I'm going to go for a striker. That's probably the biggest striker I saw at one point in European football. He's from Czech Republic, played for Borussia Dortmund. I think he's like 6'7". I'm going to go with Jan Koller up front.
Well, why, what did he do?
He's a tough man. He's tough.
Let's not ask questions.
He got the size tree, isn't it? He got the size tree.
I have no story. I just have a 6'7" man. And I just believe he was strong. I never saw no one bully him. No one.
Fair.
The next one, it's controversial, but I'm going to go for it. See what the room says. I'm not even going to do a build up. Peter Schmeichel.
Yeah, nah, he's tough.
I hear Poe's got the worst team.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Poe's team is a mishmash.
Bro, Poe, you got Bruno at centre back right now. Like, just launching it.
That's the two. Yeah, my team's mad, isn't it? The midfield is a tennis net. I know this.
Bro, Peter Schmeichel used to be a scrapper.
Yeah.
And he.
We got scraps.
Well, you picked Ian Wright, innit? Yeah. And he punched up Ian, so. It must be tough.
He didn't. That was 97. And he didn't.
He ran into the tunnel.
I'm just saying, innit?
Furthermore, if we want to play that game, Peter Schmeichel was accused of being racist.
Look what you got.
Chill.
You picked him.
You picked him.
It's your pick.
I know. But it doesn't matter.
If the racist man.
You then said Uncle Ian and I will turn on my own for Uncle Ian. You don't do that.
Poe is a honey badger.
Uncle Ian.
I respect it. No, I respect it.
Uncle Ian.
Poe is a honey badger. It's true. Miles.
Listen, this player is a player that lived up to his name. He's lived up to his name. Tough as rocks. He's tough as nails.
Tough as rocks. I like it.
Yeah, he's tough as rocks. He's stronger than rock.
He's stronger than rock.
He's a midfielder that was stood up to a lot of players.
I need this name.
I need the name.
When he was down in dumps.
He's not match fit.
Just go, man. Just go.
Go. Just drop the name.
Just go. Just go.
Drop the name.
When he was down in the dumps, he's the only player that would show some heart and fight, and he never backed down from a fight. He weren't a prick. He weren't a pussy. He just won the league. Granit Xhaka, man. Put him in the midfield with Nigel de Jong.
Jordy.
I'm a bit younger. I never saw this guy like fight, but he was always red hot angry. That was his story. One of our guests said they didn't like him, made his life hell.
And I'm going to put him right back. Bold. Maybe by choice. Danny Mills.
Yes. Yes.
Crazy.
There's something there.
I've got a terrible defense.
Wait, you've got Micah Richards at right back.
Have I?
Yeah, you have. Concentrate.
Oh, crap. I'm going to put him centre back.
Danny Mills or Micah Richards?
I could do either.
No, you couldn't. There's only one right answer to this. Who are you putting centre back?
I'm putting Danny Mills there.
That's the wrong answer.
What?
Micah Richards is definitely the right answer. That's definitely the wrong answer. But it's cool, Danny.
You want that? No, it's cool, he's done it. Danny Mills. Danny Mills is there.
I'm putting Danny Mills there. I'm putting Danny Mills there.
Danny Mills is going to
centre back.
Watching
you centre back partner too. You lot are going to... I won, man.
I'm going to pick a player to play at right back for me. Who, I don't have that much evidence that he's tough, but I guarantee he's tough. I guarantee you wouldn't want to fight him. I guarantee I don't think you could barge him that easily. And he had a sustained career at the top of the game. Branislav Ivanovic.
He got bitten.
He's tough. He got bitten though. Yeah, I hear you.
He got bitten, bro.
But he took it like a G.
Is he tough or is he just Serbian?
Well, no, Vuj ain't tough.
We don't know that.
Oh, I know that.
Vuj does calisthenics now.
He did a bicycle kick the other day.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Is he tough? He just got a back.
My next pick.
What?
Come on, man. There's no secret. Ivanovic had a back.
Oh, I thought he said
that. Oh, Vuj.
Vuj ain't working with nothing, man.
If anybody's going to know that Ivanovic has got a back, it's Jordy.
I'm going to go for the most psychopath keeper I've ever seen. Probably one of the best I've ever seen as well.
Okay.
German.
Yep.
Oliver Kahn.
Yeah. Madman.
Nutcase.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Smoking.
Good pick. Well done.
That's not gangster.
Vidal.
So, formation, he says 4-4-2, innit? So, you know the thing on FIFA when you like drag the position forward just a little bit? Just so you turn them more into a winger. Yeah, I'm going to put the Welsh brother, Craig Bellamy.
Craig Bellamy was crazy. He's now the assistant manager at Burnley. And went bankrupt recently. Margs, you got two picks.
All right, then let me just get these fullbacks out of the way. I told you, man, United, we've got bare hard nuts, man. Obviously. Mm-hmm.
Can't you do two per team, though?
It's like I can take seven if I wanted to.
Fair enough.
I'm going over to left back. I can't think of anything that he's done, but we all know he's a hard nut. No one wanted to play against him. Gabriel Heinze.
Yeah, he's crazy. It's crazy. He's a manager, you know?
You're like a drug
manager now.
Yeah, Heinze on the left.
I don't know if it's tough, but it's
Heinze,
all right.
Heinze.
What's it, Heinze?
He was meant to go to Liverpool, he went Heinze. United.
Obviously, football's changed, and sometimes we play with four centre-backs across the thing, and obviously Danny Mills is playing centre-back as well, so I don't want to hear no nonsense. You get what I'm trying to say?
We'll punch up.
At right-back, this is a certified hard nut, mashed up Arsenal, yeah. Badded up Fabregas, badded up Adebayo.
Chill out. We get it.
Badded you up.
Chill out.
Yeah, and he's a tough man. Don't want to buck him. His name is Ryan Shawcross.
Oh, you're doing that stuff.
Oh.
He went outside though.
That is low.
That's low, bro.
You said he went outside.
That's low, bro.
I'm just saying.
Who did he
crash again?
Aaron Ramsey. This is low, bro.
But then he broke his own ankle, though.
He crashed everyone.
Trying to keep the ball in play.
He cried as well. Went to the hospital and said sorry.
I want to point out, by the way, that makes you, for Man United players, four on your team.
I told you I'm
going
for it.
You said seven. It's four right now.
You got a philosophy. I hear it.
You're ripping.
I've got two wingers left and a goalkeeper.
You're doing your thing for the community, man.
Vidal, you got a right winger, a right back, a left back and a goalkeeper.
I'm going to go keeper. Volkan Demirel.
You what?
Yeah.
Who's that?
What do you mean, yeah?
Well, you don't know Volkan Demirel.
I don't know who he is.
Volkan
Demirel, is a Turkish player.
Okay, yeah, you won.
Yeah. I'm not going to question
worry.
That.
Don't worry then.
Yeah. if it's them man there, come on.
Dan, it's your pick.
Let me go right back. I'm going to have to go back into the past a little bit. He's probably Chelsea's most violent ever player, actually.
Most violent ever player?
Ron Chopper Harris.
Where did he play?
Right back.
How many games did you watch him play?
Loads on YouTube.
Liar.
But Chopper Harris was like...
Everyone knows Ron Harris.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, what era?
70s. All right, boys. I've got a player who spent a lot of his career in midfield, and he was a young player. He was very highly rated at one point, but most recently, he's known for being stabbed multiple times during a ball in a Manchester nightclub.
You what?
Multiple?
He was, while staking out the 10 Arches scrapyard in Clayton, Manchester, police on Operation Solomon, who were attempting to track down a gang of armed robbers who had shot a Tesco security guard in Preston, noticed that this guy had his own entirely separate criminal enterprise. He was charged with concealing criminal property in connection with offences related to stolen cars. And most recently in 2021, along with a co-defendant, pleaded guilty to grievous bodily harm. And his name is Ronnie Woolwork.
Ronnie Woolwork. Ronnie's a bad, you know.
Yeah.
Ronnie Woolwork's old school, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
All Ronnie's are bad.
What position?
He's centre back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ronnie Woolwork was tough, though. He went Royal Antwerp, West Brom. Ended his career at Ashton.
Yeah, those are tough places.
Played at Carlisle, Stockport, Bradford, Barnsley, Huddersfield.
It's not pretty, man.
Through the leagues.
Yeah. I feel like all their pitches are just muddy.
Geordie.
Yeah, man, it's time to finish off my back line.
Excuse me?
This is the problem with drafts, man. My last centre-back, is what I was supposed to say, is a great centre-back with a decorated career. But he's got many kingpin charges, T.
Yeah. Oh.
He is a narcos.
Okay.
His name is Rafael Marquez.
All right.
Go on, say something. Say it. You end up in the boot tomorrow.
He's not active.
What do you don't know that, T.
Do you?
Yes, there's allegations.
About him doing what?
But you know when Mambas case? You know when Mambas case?
Have you ever watched the film Blow?
Yeah.
Were they tough?
Blow?
Nah, they weren't tough.
I didn't watch Blow, so I can't. They weren't tough. You didn't make a case for me.
They were just hippie kids that made it.
You think Rafael Marquez is a hippie kid now?
Yeah.
Marquez is a legend over there. It's got to be for
bro,
a reason.
Bro, come on, man. That's Mexico's man.
Body's in the trunk.
Can I put a midfielder right wing?
Depends who it is.
Lee Bowyer, because he was just punching the man up.
Yeah, he played right wing. You probably play right wing.
Yeah.
So you've got two players in your team with allegations of racial impropriety.
Yeah, but racial abuse, it's something that we don't like.
Mark likes it.
But it's fueled by a lot of anger.
He wasn't even here for our racial chat.
He wasn't, bro.
You need it.
Good pick. Poet.
I want to pick someone that has fighting skills off the field. So you know if it needs to come on the field, it can happen. So a black belt. Well, a World Cup winner.
You already got a black belt too.
Mm. So that means I got more. Like Lizarazu.
Vicente.
Left back.
When he left football, he went to be a martial artist, didn't he?
Straight away.
Oh, then that's it then. Watch my pick.
So my next pick has to be another black belt. Just so the left-hand side is fully taken care of. So where we got one man that does, I think it's jiu-jitsu. We got another man that does judo. Zenden.
Bolo, does he do Zenden?
He is Bolo.
Bolo Zenden.
He's Bolo.
Black belt's on the left-hand side.
I hate how to spell his name. Budawine. Budawine Zenden.
What? So you just write Bolo.
Budawine.
Just write Bolo.
Budawine, is that his name?
It's a terrible name.
They used to call him Bolo.
Bolo. That means a tonk.
Bolo Zenden.
And he can't dance as well.
Miles.
What about that guy who played for Trabzonspor the other day? Was punching up the whole fans. The black cute. What position does he play?
You know what?
He's a wing back.
Is he?
Who's that?
Bright Asai Samuel. No.
Oh.
The one in he's the right wing. He's a right wing back.
He's a wing back.
He's
sure.
Beating up fans.
Yeah, he was punching up the whole stadium.
I hear it.
They were just running into the banks.
Yeah, I'm saying you could do that.
I'm saying take it.
Yeah,
take it.
Yeah, take it, because he just punched up everyone. I got a lot of swingers in my team, man.
You got what?
What
do you mean?
Cut cold FC.
There's nothing wrong with that. I have a punch up and go for a swing. You should know.
Wait,
what? I'm gonna pick a man that I know purely off one highlight. Bruce Grobbelaar.
Madman.
One highlight.
On my left wing, and I worry, I tried to make this so it wouldn't cross over too much with our controversial players draft. It had to be tough guys, but this was a tough guy. He also was responsible for somebody's death, but that's not why I'm picking him. I'm picking him because he was tough.
Right.
Oh my God.
He was in Serie A, played for Fiorentina, played sports striker or played on the left, Edmundo.
Oh, wow.
One of the most controversial as well.
Yeah, that as well.
I think this is slowly creeping in. To a controversial draft.
My guys can all fight, man. Yeah. I mean, Rafael Marquez will call shots. He don't fight.
My next pick, I'm not even sure about, but I just know.
Let the table know, man.
He's connected to a criminal underworld, and I know this much.
I got one of them.
Where's he from?
French.
Okay. Oh, but he's left.
French Algerian.
Oh, okay. You're painting the picture.
This man is, look, like.
Yeah.
Frank Ribery. Is it Frank Ribery? I told you I'd get you back.
It's not Frank Ribery.
Oh, okay.
No.
That was a bad attempt at getting him back.
This guy's on Instagram. some of the Flyers pictures, and it just doesn't make any sense. And then when you look and you listen to the whispers, you realize Benzema. This guy's a gangster.
Benzema.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well done, mate. Yeah, you got it in the end.
Who's got the keys to... anyway.
Huh?
Benzema.
Who am I?
Who's got the keys to my Benzema?
Vidal, you got a left back, a right back, or a right winger?
All right, I'm going to go right winger.
Okay.
Do the FIFA thing again, drag man forward a little bit.
He's a tinker man, you know the man that tinker.
We're going for a revenge attack that caused a riot. Diego Maradona.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't
know,
man.
No, that's a madman. You don't know about Maradona?
Oh, can you pick him though? You never watch him play.
Well, his ankle got broken in 1 year. He said, cool, I'm going to plot revenge and get man back the next year. Copa del Rey final, 1984. Riots broke out. Fly kicks, yeah, they
did
are.
His proper reading.
You're
on
doing
this.
The real reading.
Yeah. I'm trying to take the pick from you. No, man. So you have to run it. You have to run a little bit of background. Maradona right wing.
And he did cocaine.
I feel like I've got a good squad so far, you know.
Yeah, you probably do. We have to hear it at the end.
I've got a good squad though.
Margs, you got two picks now. And for the rest of the show, could you contribute to other people's picks, please? Because I forget you're here.
No, because after this, it don't matter anyway. Because I'm done.
he takes this serious, and he's still going to lose.
I got one of the best teams going.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
I need a right winger. I'm going to invert him. So it's going to be left-footed. I ain't really got receipts, but... I know no one wants it with this guy. Nobody wants it with this guy. Also, when the aliens came to New York City, that man said, yeah, you might have them, but we got a Hulk. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Avengers. I saw what you done there.
I like that.
Avengers, Hulk. This guy on the right wing. Cool. Take it. No, not one of them anyway. Like, physically. I don't know if he's got skills like your guys, but I reckon he'll punch them up. and then my left wing might as well be a right-footed winger. And if fighting on the pitch qualifies, then I might as well pick the person he had a fight with. Kieran Dyer.
No way.
But he got punched up.
No, how do you know? It's subjective. I think he won.
I think he won, bro.
He's still got red eyes now.
He fought, man. He fought and won on the pitch.
He should have fought to save his career,
Vidal.
Man, what? So, can the team be mixed gender?
No.
What? No, I want to.
No,
there's some
aggressive women's players.
I kind of
want to
hear it.
There's some aggressive women's players.
Well, you can't dash just a one strong lady.
I want to let him land, man. I don't know. I want to let him land.
We got
to
hear it, though.
There was a player called Elizabeth Lambert. Yeah.
Go on. Tell the story.
What's it?
You're a good storyteller.
That 07 or something.
Okay. Did you research or watch?
I researched and watched many times. So. She was just on pulling ponytails and that.
Oh, remember that girl?
Pull her in!
I remember. She was marking and then she'll pull your ponytail.
That's not tough. That's
no,
Peter Crouch did that to Trinidad.
Who pulled Cucurella's hair?
Dreadlock. Oh, my Cucurella.
Oh, Romero.
He's tough, you know.
Romero is tough.
No. Sorry, if we're not doing the mixed gender team, then left back, I'm gonna go Nigel Winterburn.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah.
You ain't picked a Spurs man yet, Vidal, you know.
There's a left back out there. He's got a body on him.
Dan, you've got wings.
Brizzy.
I can give you a right winger.
We're going to do it, you know.
Nigel Farage.
Yeah, he's right wing. You might as
all right.
Margs. That one's for
I
our political
gonna
fans.
I am
going
to go with, have to play two wingers, out and outs. Or they're going to, can I just?
Don't stop pretending right. you've got an idea.
Should I give you one?
I don't want one from you. I need someone with scars. Battle scars. It was going to be Mr. Frank Ribery who you suggested, but I didn't want to say it because you'd already said it. He's not that
tough
anyway.
He's not tough.
He's probably tough enough.
He's not tough.
He's tough enough.
No, he's not.
This guy is tough. You know what I'm talking about.
Go on.
Carlos Tevez.
100%.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
That's aggressive.
He bites.
Right wing, Carlos Tevez.
He bites. Then people there bite.
I'm going to my right wing and I'm going to Argentina as well. I'm going to go with another Honey Badger. This guy was one of my favorite players as a kid. Again, Football Manager, River Plate, 10.5 million. Bring him in. Goals and assists. What a player. He headbutt Edwin van der Sar at the World Cup in 1998 and never knew a man so small with so much heart. Ariel Ortega.
Ortega, oh my gosh.
That Ortega is cold still.
That is old school for real.
That's proper though.
Where did you pull that from?
I think you can just pick any Argentinian and just say,
there's a lot of mad ones.
No one's going to question it, really, unless you say that like, Di Maria or something. But
Jordi, you're after a striker and a left winger.
I'm going to talk about a footballer that turned into a wrestler.
Yep,
I hear it.
His name's Grant Holt.
Come on, Norwich's finest.
Ooh. Would you wrestle, Vidal?
Nah, I'm good.
What kind of wrestling? Wrestling or wrestling?
Wrestling.
Neither, bro.
What, WWE for the bag?
WWE. I do the WWE team. It's not proper, innit? It's like...
Miles is in need of a right back.
Nah, I've got the right back. I've got the guy who's punching up everyone.
Yeah, he's got the right back.
Oh, yeah. I've got him in the wrong spot. Yeah, you need left wing and a striker.
Yeah, left wing and a striker, right?
Yeah.
Rooney. Yeah, Rooney. Left wing.
Wayne Rooney on the left wing?
Nah, I don't want it. I don't want it. No, I don't want it.
Don't listen to his tone.
No, I don't want it.
Why you have him up front?
I don't want him up front.
Rooney can fight though, he's tough.
Yeah,
what are you picking then?
He get knocked out.
What do you mean? Rooney got stopped in his kitchen by Phil Bardsley.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't want him.
That was drunk.
He was drunk.
Not tough. He wasn't tough. He's all over Talk Sport, not being tough.
Yeah, he's there for real.
Hurry up.
He said, listen, get this out of the way.
Who ain't Joe's left winger?
Hurry up. And I love this player too.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. There's no point in me even looking now. I can't get him.
Do I know him though?
Yeah. Everyone here knows him.
Damn. All right.
Also, what for player that went Joe again?
Marlon King.
There you go. Yeah.
He was good. Marlon King on left wing.
Marlon King up front.
No, I don't want him up front.
Bro, go up front.
I don't want to go up front.
You don't know any left wingers.
There ain't no left wingers that's tough.
I got one.
We'll take him then.
It's not my goal.
Have it. Have your goal.
Cahill.
Yeah, I'll go for Mikel Antonio. He's tough. Left wing. Bro, he's played right back, centre back, all kind of backs.
For that reason, I agree.
No!
No, you've done it.
No, it's too late.
Go on.
Do it next.
Yeah.
Keep it. You can do it next. You can have both.
This player I want to pick. He is a left winger. He's played left wing.
Yes.
He's tough as nails.
Oh my God.
Raheem Sterling.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, man. He's had it tough. He's had a tough life.
No, we're allowing
no,
it.
No.
He
should give a player.
Can we get a vote? Can we get a vote or something?
Yeah. Vote then.
I say yes.
You said yeah.
Yeah, because he's got a gun on his leg.
AK-47.
You know what? Left wing, you know what? This guy is controversial.
No one's allowed to do this. You've changed it for
Miles is allowed to do this.
That's crazy.
You know, forget. I put him up front. I just thought of one. Luis Suarez, man.
Oh, you got a lot of racists, bro.
Yeah, man. Why not? You got racists. You got fascist man doing this. You racist. You got racist man doing all this.
But like we said, the anger links to the racism.
Yeah, man. Luis Suarez.
If anyone front. That prepares, everyone that's prepared to bite is.
Yeah, he's biting, man.
It's not all there, yeah.
Counts. He's racist, but he's tough.
What? Why is that opposite? Because he bite people.
Yeah, it might make you a puss.
poet. It's your pick.
You said Ivanovic. I think Savage said Ivanovic.
Yeah, Ivanovic was bitten.
And I was like, he's been bitten, fam. That man's got bitten.
I'm picking Suarez. Man can't tell me Suarez is tough. He's outside.
I'm hearing.
He got bitten by him.
Yeah, I'll have Suarez.
Poet, you're up.
I'm going to have a right back.
Suarez and Troy Deeney. Woo.
Oh, there's no harmony.
Let's kick racism out of football.
What was this?
What was
it's half and half because it's
it's half and half.
Poet go.
Yo, he's creating his own legion. His own legion of routines.
Poet, please go.
Alright, I'm going right back. It's a very difficult points. I didn't pick it early because I thought if I pick it late, I might even get away with it. But I still think he was tough. He definitely showed Van Nistelrooy levels. Lauren.
Oh, I thought he was going to say.
Yeah, he's tough.
Lauren.
Yeah.
He was tough. He was tough and he had the balls to not get cane roll, but to shave them in. That's tough.
That's a man with no patience.
Terrible. He's shaving the waves.
No patience.
Oh, he did. He put all the lines in, innit?
That's cold.
And his barber must.
That's a madman thing to do.
That's long, you know.
That is a madman thing.
It's not as long as growing and doing it properly.
Can I choose another madman then from back in the day? And I hope this can work. Stefan Effenberg? Right wing?
I mean, not really.
Can I give him someone? Anthony.
He's not tough.
Sorry, can I pick Brunt?
Chris Brunt.
Just to be clear, you want Chris Brunt in your left winger.
At this point, Jordi, I wanted to pick PK. They said no. I just need a left winger.
He's definitely tough though. He stands up for what he believes. Hates poppies.
or Solimar? Can I pick Solimar?
That's James McLean.
Wrong one. Is it?
I'm pretty sure Chris Brunt is a fan of Poppy's, to be honest.
That's the wrong one. So you gave me the wrong suggestion.
It's the wrong one.
Can I pick Solly March? 6'2".
Solly March?
Stop saying height.
6'2"? He's not even tall like that.
He said someone needs the height.
It's like, straight away. You've got to just come on, man.
You know what? McLean would have been better, you know? McLean would have been better. That's what I was thinking.
McLean it is.
McLean's cold.
Just starting to go.
What's his first name?
James.
That hurt your guy, right?
You just need.
Can
to
I move Suarez
right.
left wing?
Go away.
Oh man!
Just to save us time. Just to save us time, man. Yeah, Suarez could play left wing though.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he can. Yeah, he can. He can. For you, he can.
Get busy.
Thank you, man. This is not fair. And Joe Linton couldn't play. No, he can't. Joe Linton. I know.
Suarez
could
play left wing, man. Come on, man. We'll be there. This is Suarez. Yeah, I got a striker then, innit? But this guy, I'm gonna pick. He's got a show now. Holmes under the hammer.
I suppose he was a bit tough.
Nah, I would have put him in.
Yeah, he headbutted Robbie Savage in the cup final.
Nice guy though.
Really nice guy. And he could do up a house.
And he broke his neck while headbutting someone.
Now maybe you're not tough then. Maybe you're not. Yeah, it's not very tough at all.
So yeah, give me him, man. And also, I need a loan so I can get a house.
Yeah, it's true.
You need a loan so you, can
get a house. That's called a mortgage, and he works on Homes Under the Hammer.
Not Homes Under the Mortgage. Yeah.
And there we have it. There's my last pick, Dion Dublin.
The best.
Oh, Jordy.
Dion Dublin, man.
It's time for me to do my left winger, and I think everyone's just going to have to let me land.
We have to.
I'll be honest. It's a footballer I've loved. He floats across the front three. I don't know where he is now, but the last time I checked, he was playing football in Cyprus. Gets in a lot of fights. And his name is Jason Punchin.
Defo tough guy.
Oh my gosh.
His name's Jason.
He shot. He did his ish.
What, he did what? What?
Jason Punchin is the first man to wear a Prada hat at Match of the Day.
He did his ish somewhere.
I read it.
Where?
Yeah, he had to run off the pitch to do his ish.
At Palace.
I'm sure he did. He did. He had to do a poo.
I feel like I remember this at Palace.
He did a poo somewhere.
He did a poo somewhere.
Wait. How's it got to this?
I don't know.
That's what that is. Literally, Jason Punchin. He had to he had a poo problem.
What's it got to do with it? No, but this is about tough.
57th minute, innit?
Listen, man. That's not why I picked Jason Punchin. Let's not do that.
Why did you pick Jason Punchin?
Because his name is Punch.
Nah, Jason Punch is tough.
And he punches people up.
Yeah, he's tough.
T, you're from South, you know, man.
Jason Punch is tough.
I think he still wears True Religion like cords.
And Prada hats with this thing there.
Alright, goalkeepers are tough because there's loads of crazy ones, but there's not a lot of tough ones really.
Just pick one with Tourette's.
There's like Steve.
Alright, Aaron Ramsdale.
I'm not picking an American in my team.
He's crazy, yeah, man.
Play with Clint Dempsey like that if you want.
So I'm going to go with a goalkeeper who retired from football in 1999, despite Jesus being Christ. One of the best goalkeepers in the world.
I was four.
He was tough guy, good in World Cup 98. Carlos Roa. Yeah,
do you know how crazy that is? That you actually think the world's done. End,
like, don't you remember that though?
Yeah, I remember.
It was a big thing.
No one's saying the computers are going to stop working, your toaster's not going to work.
Dan, your last pick is a left winger. I'm hoping you did work while Miles
I did something,
shouting.
But you guys are just going to have to let me have this one.
We're here. We're here now.
Yeah, we're going to let you have it.
We're here.
We're here now.
Go for it.
We're going back into the past, guys. Again.
Oh no.
Someone who was an England international around the same time as Ron Chopper Harris. But listen to this list of charges.
Go ahead.
Running a brothel.
Yeah, but not in tough. That age, that's standard.
Suspended sentence. Car not theft. Tough. Got
not,
2 years.
Not tough.
Counterfeiting. 3 years.
Not tough.
Smuggling pornographic movies.
Not tough.
28 days.
This guy sounds like Kanye right
now. Disorderly behavior.
Not tough.
He's a menace.
28 days.
Not tough.
He's a menace.
This man's name is Peter Story. Now, you might not have heard of this man, but this guy is... I've had a look at him.
That's what I'm saying.
He qualifies.
Verified, yeah.
The guy's cool. Tough. The guy did 5 years in Cannes for no reason. Just because he's a footballer for England. England international, Peter Story. Really bad guy.
What position was he?
Left wing,
yeah. Don't worry about it. Vidal, you've got a right back.
All right, final pick. This is my final one, though.
It is.
All right, cool. So this guy, 20 red cards during his career.
Okay.
a scandal attacking game officials and a TV cameraman in 2007. Yeah. He was advertising sexual services on the internet in the name of his ex-wife. Yeah, I'm just trying to show you he's a menace. Thomas Repka.
By the way, just been sent this. Story had a reputation as a hatchet man. There's no doubt he was very intimidating on the pitch. He was hard as nails and very tenacious. Thank you, Greg. Why did you send me that?
Hatchet man.
Gregory Isaac.
Margs, your goalkeeper to finish your team.
Obviously, I don't know how tough he is, but you know goalkeepers are crazy. And you've got to be a bit of a bad man to command the pitch the way he does. He's one of my favourite goalkeepers. He's made a draft before. He's got 48 goals in 270 appearances. He's going to have more goals than all of you goalkeepers. He scored from the halfway line against River Plate. This guy is a technician. You know what I'm saying? And no, you've got to be a bad man to...
Paul, 48 you've goals got, is more than strikers get.
This is what I'm saying. You've got to be a bad man to take penalties off and free kicks off strikers. Yeah. You've got to be a bad man.
Yeah.
Have to be. So my goalkeeper is Jose Giraldez. Giraldez, man.
All right, that's crazy.
It's funny,
bro.
You picked him last time.
48 goals. I want goals. Goals win games, bro.
That's really your guy.
That is mad.
Well, teams are complete. I'm going to read them now and you're going to tell me what your team is going to be called. From my right to my left, the first team complete is Poets, and it is in goal, Peter Schmeichel. Left back, Vicente Lizarazu. Right back, Laron. Centre backs, Pepe and Carlos Puyol. Left wing, James McLean. Right wing, Boudewijn Zenden. Centre midfields, Thomas Gravesen, Scott Brown. Up front, Jan Koller and Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
That sounds pretty tough though, you know.
Come on, my brother, man.
It's a great, like, honestly, if he meets us outside, cool.
They'll have a tear up.
Apart from Puyol. Puyol will stop it, but the rest of it.
Puyol will say, did you see what I done?
Puyol's army.
Puyol's army.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Did you see
the
what
team name? Yeah. Because you lot are trying to do these stories about Puyol. Puyol punch you lot.
Puyol stopped enough fights. There's actually highlights of it.
No chance. Miles, you ready for your team?
Yeah.
In goal, Jens Lehmann. Left back, Julian Dix. Right back, Bright Asai Samuel. Centre backs, Sergio Ramos and Neil Ruddock. Left wing, Luis Suarez. Centre mid, Granit Xhaka and Nigel de Jong. Right wing, Lee Bowyer. And up front, Dion Dublin and Troy Deeney.
Trust me.
Do you have a tear up as well?
It's a good team. I need a mortgage.
Jordy, your team. In goal, Bruce Grobbelaar. Left back, Ben Thatcher. Right back, Micah Richards. Centre backs, Rafael Marquez and Danny Mills.
Love, what should you meet us?
Left wing, Jason Puncheon. Right wing, Arda Turan. Midfield, Gennaro Gattuso and Patrick Vieira. And up front, Grant Holt and Diego Costa.
Bust your gun.
Up two.
There's
up
a couple of scrappers in there, but you might get punched up.
Bust your gun. Whoa, meet in the car park.
Tigo, your team is in goal, Carlos Roa. Left back, Seja Kolasinac. Right back, Branislav Ivanovic. Centre backs, Jamal Lascelles and Ronnie Woolwork. Left wing, Edmundo. Right wing, Ariel Ortega. Midfield, Vinny Jones and Philippe Melo. Up front, Paolo Di Canio and Ian Wright.
You know what? I just don't like your team, innit?
They are
not nice people.
Yeah.
My team's called Just Incredible.
They could lose, though.
Dan, you ready for your team?
Ready.
In goal, Oliver Kahn. Left back, Stuart Pearce, electrician. Right back, Ron Harris. Centre backs, Leonardo Bonucci and Giorgio Chiellini. Left wing, Peter Story.
Yeah,
madman still from the sounds of things.
That's right wing, Carlos Tevez, midfield of Graham Souness and El Hadj Diouf, and up front, Adriano and Karim Benzema.
It's the worst 4-4-2 I've ever heard,
bro. You don't want to swing these lot. You might not even get the chance. Team name, no safety.
No safety.
That team stinks, you know. That team stinks.
Vidal definitely has the most considered team, I would say. And it is in goal, Volkan Demirel. Left back, Nigel Winterburn. Right back, Thomas Repka. Centre backs, Marco Materazzi and Kevin Muscat.
Jesus.
Left winger, Craig Bellamy. Right winger, Diego Maradona. Midfield of Joey Barton and Arturo Vidal.
They're too small. They're short.
And up front, Duncan Ferguson and Eric Cantona.
Yeah, it got taller though.
Dunk.
That's a mad team, you know.
Boys, we can't let Vidal come here and win, man.
He ain't won.
Cool. Just
like,
check
he's got a load of short guys with short tempers.
It was a good effort, but he ain't won.
They'll fight each other.
Hey, some of them have done time.
They'll fight each other. Short guys with short tempers.
What's your team's name, Vidal?
On Smoke.
Margs, are you ready?
Let's go, man.
He gets so excited to hear his team name. Bro.
You know, I love it when a plan comes together, man.
In goal, you've got Jose Chilavé.
Bad boy.
Because he used to take the free kicks off the strikers.
Yeah, that is.
You have to be a bad boy to do that.
Left back, you've got Gabriel Ainsi. Right back, Ryan Shawcross. Centre backs, Nemanja Vidic and Martin Keown. Left wing, Kieran Dyer. Right wing, you've got Hulk. Midfield of Roy Keane and Zinedine Zidane.
He's up like front, paid off the park.
John Hartson and Didier Drogba.
Oh
Hartson,
my God.
I'm having Hartson.
That is a proper...
It's a good squad.
Thank you, man.
Nah.
Drogba one kills
you. You got your philosophy all wrong.
Nah. What's the name of your team?
The Tough Cookies.
Oh, really?
What?
That is rubbish.
What?
The crumble.
And those are the teams. Let us know in the comments who we missed and who you think team is the toughest. We definitely missed a lot of fighting, aggressive, tough football players because it's tough to do these drafts. But that was a class first draft performance there, Vidal.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Go and watch Vidal on his YouTube. You can search Vidal Riley. It's real. Is it real, actually, on
is
YouTube?
Is it?
Is it real? And he go and watch his fights as well because his last couple fights have been very, very serious.
Is your rib still broken?
Yeah.
That's sad.
What? And remember, NordVPN.com/filthyfellas.
Is there a problem?
Filthy5.com.
Free smoke. You just dash it out to end the episode.